Hi guys, Teresa here, and thought I would come on today and give you guys a quick video and a quick update on something that I have been wanting to address as the holiday comes into full fruition. Oh, there's my phone moving a little bit. As you guys can see, I'm here on the beach in southern Portugal. Here, I'll show you. It's absolutely gorgeous here, as you can see. So my husband is off playing volleyball and I am hanging out on the beach, and thought I would record a video about something that I know that a lot of people are going to be struggling with this holiday season. And I'm glad to see that there are so many leaders, military leaders that is, starting to address this issue, because I think for a lot of years, been in the Navy for 27 years, and I never heard any of my colleagues or supervisors ever addressing mental health challenges around the holidays. And I can tell you, as somebody who has had a lot of mental health challenges, the holidays can be a particularly sad place, especially if you don't have a strong support network. And many of us who have been raised in traumatic backgrounds and upbringings, or in places where we didn't feel safe at home, we go out into the world and we don't feel safe in the world, and it makes it hard for us to form healthy relationships. And we struggle for a lot of years, as I did in my 20s and 30s, trying to figure out how to have a healthy relationship. I could always have healthy friends, some, not always, but I had some healthy friends mixed in there with a lot of unhealthy friends. And it took me a long time to set boundaries. It took me a long time to learn how to say no to people. It took me a long time to stop chasing unavailable men. I did that for a lot of years, and it was very pointless and led me to a lot of heartbreak. And I think that around the holidays, there's this pressure in society. There's this emphasis on being with family and having this happy time, and all this commercial crap too, you know, with the shopping and the gifts and everything. And I can tell you that a lot of holidays for me were pretty damn lonely, and I didn't do a lot. And I just hope that if that's the case for you, because I have a feeling there's a lot of you out there who don't have anybody over the holiday season, or don't have close friends, or maybe you're separated, maybe your husband or your wife is on deployment, or whatever the case may be. And it can be a really lonely and isolating time for a lot of people. So it makes me happy to see this being addressed. Mental health has become a huge topic of conversation. Like, we like to talk about it, but I don't necessarily know that we understand how to solve it. And I think one of the biggest things that we need to do to solve mental health is build community, build healthy support networks, teach people how to have healthy relationships, teach boundaries, learn to create inclusive work environments where just not one kind of personality is tolerated, or one way of thinking, or one way of being. But unfortunately, I do think that sadly there is some motivation in some people to continue to divide us, and to actually implicitly want there to be a mental health crisis, because I believe that people who are suffering and in a mental health distress are easier to control. And people like me, who are healthy, who can't be bought, can't be easily influenced, are sometimes seen as a threat. But really, I just like it when people get along, and when people can put aside their differences. And having been on international staffs now, and lived in all these different countries, and going to all these beautiful locations, and being around all these great, awesome, and amazing people, has opened my eyes to the one thing that I think we all have to remember when it comes to healthy relationships. And that is, at the end of the day, we're all alike. We all want the same things, I believe. We want to be loved. We want to feel valued. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to know that whatever we're doing matters, and that we're making an impact. And it's when people feel devalued, when they feel marginalized, when people are competing with one another and doing all those crazy things they do in office environments, that's when things start to really go south for people in terms of mental health. And it happens in work environments, it happens in families. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about how in the aviation community back in my enlisted days, people were just like, they practically get into a fight with one another. They would just talk so aggressively and hard to one another. And now I'm in like squishy office environments where the same stuff happens, but it's more passive aggressive, it's more underhanded, it's more below the surface. But all of that stuff is just not necessary when we value every single person on the team and we value what they bring to the table. And that is something that I think all of us can learn to do, is value each other, value what each other bring to the team. Sorry, there's a cop, I guess, right outside in the middle of my recording. Hopefully, I'll have to listen to this later. It doesn't pick it up too bad. But yeah, there's just no way to really understand what somebody is going through unless they are able to articulate it and to talk about it and to feel safe sharing it. And in a lot of instances, there just isn't a safe space that the leader has created or the person has created where people really feel like they can come to work and be authentically themselves, or come to their family and be authentically themselves. And it is our job to create environments where people feel like they can be themselves. They can be quirky, they can be artistic, they can be smart, they can be strong, they can be feminine, they can be masculine, they can be whatever the hell they want to be. And I think that when we get to that point in our society, that is when we will see major changes occur. All right, guys, that siren's getting pretty loud. I think there's some major things going on here at the beach, so I'll probably sign off here. And I've been chatting for a while, or chit-chattering, I guess. But please take care of yourself, take care of each other. Do your best to just make the best out of your situation this year. If you don't have anybody, I can remember I went to like anonymous support groups over the holidays, and those helped a lot, because at least there was some fellowship there and a structure there to talk about things and to share what is going on in your life. So if that's the case for you, I just hope you can find that healing in your life. All right, guys, take care. Talk to you later. Bye now.